Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 171. Today, Chris asks, I know the general consensus is not to use a pseudonym. However, I was wondering what you would do in this case. A year ago, I wrote a novella and released it on Kindle via Kindle Worlds on a series involving time traveling, and it's made me a good size of pocket change. I've since come up with a couple of ideas for other stories which I could put in the same universe. However, the author of the universe has some rules which I'd want to change to add to the danger of the characters. So, instead of trying to explain why a failsafe in the author's universe didn't happen, I figured I'd make my own. So, my question becomes, so as not to confuse readers, do I release my time travel series under a pseudonym, or do I unpublish the original work? Or just add a note to my series that it is not related to my first time travel novella? Thanks for your advice. Well, frankly, Chris, you could do any one of the above, or you could do something a little different. Now, this advice I'm about to give might not work because I haven't read the Amazon Kindle World contract, so you may want to consult a lawyer. However, there is another technique available to you, probably, and it's called filing off the serial numbers. Basically, what you do is you take your original book, you go back through and you scrub out everything that's protected by the copyright for the original world. Everything that's covered in the Kindle World contract, every element, every name, etc. You scrub it. You change it. You don't have to change it all that much. You just have to change it to your own nomenclature, your own character names. This is an old, old trick for the media writer who gets his rights reverted but can't release his Star Trek book, or for the ghostwriter who, for whatever reason, has had the novel he ghostwritten fall out of print. The case of this I know most intimately was Stephen Golden was a pulp sci-fi writer in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and he's still writing again now. He took a decade or so off, but he came back in the last 10 years or so with the new world of publishing coming in. And back in the 80s, he had written a sort of epic sprawling space opera series for E.E. Doc Smith's Lensman universe, if I remember correctly, and he had written it as E.E. Doc Smith. He'd ghosted for him. And he had these books, and he wanted something to come to the market with in the new world. And so what he did is he went back through the old books, and he scrubbed all of the E.E. Doc Smith-owned stuff out of them, kept the same stories, replaced them with his own names, and released it as, I believe it's Agents of Isis is the new series. They're the same stories that did really well in the 80s with new names and new stuff in it, and I think he wound up writing a few more books in the series after he scrubbed the serial numbers off and went forward. This is a common practice, and if you're looking to establish your line of things and you want to use these ideas that you've written the fan fiction for or written the shared world stuff for, you could probably, again, check with a lawyer on the contract to make sure that you know what it is you have to do. Take that original book, scrub the serial numbers off, give it a new title, a new series name, keep your exact same name, because why not have that hook dangling in the water for people who read the original and want to come find more of your work? Doesn't happen often with shared worlds, but it does happen sometimes. And continue the series with your own premises, under your own name, and do it the way you think it ought to be done. This is the essence of creativity and artistic expression, and there's going to be a way you can do it, just the particulars will vary depending on the details of your contract with Amazon. So in addition to those strategies you suggest, all of which could work, scrubbing the serial numbers and going off in your own direction can also work fantastically. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial attribution, no derivatives license.